If you think about municipal solid waste or crop waste, those types of things can be turned into jet fuel.
Global aviation injects as much greenhouse gas emissions as the sixth highest emitting country. But a new type of aircraft fuel may be about to dramatically cut airline greenhouse gas emissions. It's called sustainable aviation fuel. Nancy Young, Vice President of Environmental Affairs at Airlines for America, welcome to ClimateCast.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So what exactly is sustainable aviation fuel made of?
Well, the wonderful thing about sustainable aviation fuel, and the acronym is SAF, is that it can be made out of almost anything that has a carbon content other than fossil fuels. So if you think about municipal solid waste, or you think about crop wastes like corn stover or woody waste from legal logging, those types of things can be turned into jet fuel, and you can use essentially the carbon content of those to replace fossil fuel and have a much cleaner sort of recycling process of carbon in the air by taking it out, putting it in those renewable materials, and bringing it back in again.
So how much cleaner? How much can it reduce greenhouse gas emissions from most flights?
Well, right now, the processes that we've worked so hard to get approved as safe and environmentally friendly can bring you up to 80% greenhouse gas emissions reduction relative to conventional jet fuel. And we're working with fuel producers to increase that percentage even more.
Tell us about the Sustainable Skies Act that's working its way through Congress.
What it's about is having the government provide a blender's tax credit that would help support fuel blenders to put this kind of fuel in with conventional jet fuel, making it more cost effective. Right now, there's very little supply of SAF, so we really need the government to help bridge that gap.
How quickly can it be brought to scale?
Airlines for America announced a significant goal to have 2 billion gallons available in 2030.
That sounds like a big number. Are there companies that are working on this right now?
Well, absolutely. I mean, let me be clear. You noted at the beginning that, you know, aviation is a climate contributor. We are, but the U.S. airlines are 2% of the nation's greenhouse gas emissions while driving about 5% of the GDP. So we've got a good story there, but we need to work with the fuel manufacturers to really scale up SAF so that our 2% share of the greenhouse gas emissions doesn't grow as people are afraid that it will. And in fact, we want to shrink it farther. So we're working with companies throughout the nation, and there are a number of producers right now providing supply. There is supply being provided to United Airlines at Los Angeles World Airports, LAX, and also to our members, Alaska, JetBlue, and American at San Francisco. And virtually all of our members, who are the major U.S. airlines, have agreements to purchase fuel with sustainable aviation fuel producers that are now building facilities or retrofitting facilities to provide such renewable fuels.
Nancy Young, Vice President of Environmental Affairs at Airlines for America, thanks so much for your perspective on ClimateCast today.
Very glad to be here. Thank you.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.